This is Voices of Poverty, a series of podcasts with people living in poverty in the greater Charlottesville area and those working to help those who are. Voices of Poverty is a project of Leadership Charlottesville, a program of the Charlottesville Regional Chamber of Commerce. I'm Joe Hughes with the Charlottesville Fire Department. Earlier in our series, we spoke with City Councilor Dave Norris about affordable housing in the Charlottesville area and the challenges to providing real solutions. The cost of housing is often cited as a barrier to economic success for people who are paid lower wages. Norris is the director of People and Congregations Engaged in Ministry, an organization that helps those who need a helping hand in the colder months of the year. We spoke to him last winter. Tell us, if you would, a little bit about the organization you currently direct and some of the efforts your organization is undertaking to address the poverty problem.
Sure. Now, our organization, PACHM, has a very simple mission, and I don't pretend to say that our organization is here to solve poverty. It's a very simple humanitarian mission, which is to get homeless people out of the cold. And so if we do nothing more with PACHM than to make sure that nobody freezes to death on the streets of the city of Charlottesville, we'll consider that a victory. Now, once we get them indoors and we get and build relationships with them, obviously, there's a keen interest on our part and the part of the congregations that are involved and the volunteers that are involved to do what we can to help them improve their lot in life. And so we do have, for instance, a full-time staff person who now works year-round doing nothing but connecting our homeless guests to resources in the community, trying to get them access to jobs, to housing, to health care, mental health, substance abuse treatment, clothing, whatever it is. We have volunteers that come in. We have a volunteer that comes in and does a sort of a work skills kind of a support group. We have we try to build partnerships with other agencies that can help our guests to access services and again move up the ladder a little bit.
Dave, we're actually sitting in a church as we conduct this interview. Maybe you can give me some information on the church and the role it plays in your organization.
Through PACHM, we have a number of churches, congregations that have stepped up and opened up their homes, their congregational homes, to our ministry. And then we use this sort of rotating shelter model where every week or every other week, we move from one church to the next throughout the winter, and we have a downtown intake site. So anybody that's homeless that needs shelter can go to Holy Comforter Church November through March from 5 to 6 p.m., and we take them from there to whichever congregation is hosting our ministry. And so this week we're at Wesley Memorial United Methodist Church here on Emmett Street, which does a fabulous job. And, we basically take over the fellowship hall here and tend to spill over into other parts of the building as well. So we've got choir practice here tonight. There's feeding going on downstairs for the evening meal. We've got some guys outside taking a smoke break, other guys that are probably already asleep by now. We've got other guys that are watching movies downstairs, some guys playing card games. It's home for them. This is home. Downstairs in the fellowship hall here tonight, we have 30 units of affordable housing in Charlottesville. It's 30 cots in a church fellowship hall. This is what passes for affordable housing in Charlottesville these days.
Dave, would you say that the guests that you typically serve are local guests, or are they out-of-town guests?
No, a vast majority of them are from this community. We actually had a pretty high-ranking city official say a few years ago, the answer to homelessness in Charlottesville was to find out where all these homeless people came from and send them back there. And but the reality is that when you do the surveys, every year we do a survey of the homeless population here, we find, ironically enough, not only are a significant number of homeless people on our streets from this community, but actually the homeless community in Charlottesville, the homeless population from Charlottesville, is more rooted and more local than the population as a whole. I believe in the last survey they found that 60% of the homeless population is from this region, from this planning district, and over 80% are from the state of Virginia. Well, in Albemarle County, in 2000 at least, the last time they surveyed, they found that I believe about 48 or 49% of the people in Albemarle County as a whole are from the state of Virginia, not even from this region, but from the state. And then in Charlottesville, it's a little bit more. But so the homeless population, the homelessness is a homegrown problem. We do have a lot of people that are homeless because of mental illness. That's a whole other challenge. And that's not unique to Charlottesville. This is a nationwide problem. If you look at the rate, 30, 40, 50 years ago, we used to warehouse the mentally ill in these giant state institutions. And then there was this whole policy of deinstitutionalization, which is a good thing, is getting people out of these warehouses. But the promise was that we would return them to what we call community-based care. And that promise was never fulfilled. And so we've underfunded, we've never funded the community-based care nearly to the level that was necessary. And so a lot of people over the years have fallen through the cracks. Our mental health system does what it can on very limited resources, but it's never gotten the funding that it's needed. We have people out on the streets of Charlottesville who should never have been expected to take care of themselves. They're not thinking rationally and not making conscious, well-informed choices. And not to say all the homeless people are, but many of them are. And we've got a whole other subset of the homeless population. There's some overlap who are struggling with addiction. And despite the myth, people don't choose to be alcoholics. They don't choose to be drug addicts. It is a physical disease, and it's a real struggle. We do have another subset of the homeless population that's actually working, able-bodied, able-minded, and they're working, and they're just not able. They're not earning enough money to afford the cost of housing here. They tend not to be homeless for months or years. I mean, it tends to be a few weeks or maybe a few months, but. It's not the chronic homeless. The chronic homeless population is almost entirely comprised of people with serious mental illness and or serious addiction, substance addiction.
Pochum is also involved in the forthcoming Compass Center, to be located in the old First Christian Church on Market Street. Norris explains how the center came to be.
So it's a really interesting, this Hollywood movie director, Tom Shadyac, who was in town filming Evan Almighty, he actually went to school here, went to UVA, came back to film the movie. His family's from Virginia, sort of reconnected with Charlottesville. And he has a huge heart for people that are homeless and hungry and struggling. And he found out about what we were doing with Pochum and called me up one day out of the blue and said, "Hey, you don't know me. My name's Tom Shadyac." And he's like, "I want to know what I can do to help, you know. And I want to help people that are homeless. I want to put food in people's mouths. I want to, you know, make a difference here." And so just in the process of talking about different options, he had tried to start what he called a community restaurant or a free restaurant out in L.A. and just kept getting shot down for different reasons. Basically, it was a glorified soup kitchen where people could come in, get out of the cold, or I don't know, L.A., because they don't have cold, but get out of the elements and get off the streets and be able to spend some time during the day, get some food, you know, just a safe place to get off the streets. And we couldn't get it off the ground out there. He said, "Do you have any buildings here where we could do something like that here?" And it just so happened this church on Market Street went up for sale. First Christian Church had gone up for sale a few months before that, or a couple months. And anyhow, long story short, he ended up purchasing the building, is in the process of renovating the building. The basement, the floor, the ground floor of the building is going to be a day shelter for the homeless. People can get out of the elements, get out of the cold, have access to showers, laundry, mailboxes, telephones, computers, just a better place for them to go. Right now, a lot of them hang out at the library downtown. It's not really an appropriate place for the homeless. And then the Sunday school annex is going to be a resource, community resources center, so that, for instance, Region 10 can have offices there and be able to provide services to people. We'll have our Pochum administrative offices there. Hopefully we can get some job resources there. All kinds of service providers to bring their services in-house. Veterans Administration wants to have space there. On any given day, 10 to 20% of the homeless population in Charlottesville are veterans, people that put their lives on the line for this country and are now out on the streets. And when we survey our homeless population, we find that very, very few of the homeless veterans are receiving any kind of veterans benefits. So how do we marry those two? So just down the line, create a community resources center, help people break out of homelessness and get access to the resources they need. And then there's the sanctuary, which is going to be this really funky, cool community arts space. We'll see what kind of synergies emerge from all these uses. But we're very excited about it. It's going to really help people to get the supports that they need, get them out of the elements. It's a big step forward. We're very excited. So.
Norris says there are many ways that people in the community can get involved. He says the organization is always looking to get more congregations involved, and donations of money, sleeping bags, and tents can also help the mission. This is Voices of Poverty, a project of Leadership Charlottesville and the Charlottesville Regional Chamber of Commerce. Music in this podcast came from the artist Rhonda Lawrence from her album Winter Moon, available on magnatune.com.